This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The police chief of Ukraine's Kyiv region says the bodies of more than 900 civilians have been discovered following the withdrawal of Russian forces. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Chief Regional Police Chief Andrei Nabaitov says some lay abandoned in the streets, others given temporary burials, and more bodies are being found every day. 95% were killed by gunshots. Under the Russian occupation, he alleges, people were simply executed in the streets. More than 350 bodies have been found in the suburb of Bucha. Nabaitov says while it was under Russian control, utility workers gathered and buried the bodies. Earlier in the day, Russia's defense ministry promised to step up missile attacks on Kyiv in response to Ukraine's alleged aggression on Russian territory. I'm Ben Thomas.
Fighting raged Friday around the port at Mariupol as Ukraine tries to break Russia's siege of the southern city. Meanwhile, Russia is threatening to increase its missile strikes on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Russia has used long-range bombers to attack Mariupol for the first time since its February 24th invasion, this according to a spokesman for Ukraine's defense ministry. Moscow says it hopes to seize all of Mariupol soon, which would make it the first large city Russia has captured in Ukraine. The Black Sea port, home to 400,000 people before the war, has been reduced to rubble by 7 weeks of siege and bombardment. Tens of thousands of people are now believed to be trapped inside, and thousands of civilians have died there. Elsewhere, Russian forces are concentrating efforts on seizing the cities of Rubizhna and Popozhna in Ukraine's east. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris used her meeting Friday with Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan to condemn the invasion of Ukraine and emphasize how important it is for the world to stand up to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The United Nations General Assembly has voted on three resolutions related to the conflict, but Tanzania has abstained from voting on any of the three measures. The General Assembly has demanded that Russia withdraw its forces from Ukraine and provide civilian protection and access to humanitarian aid. The General Assembly members also voted to suspend Moscow from the UN Human Rights Council. Harris met the Tanzanian leader in her ceremonial office adjacent to the White House. It was an historic encounter between Tanzania's first female leader and the first American female vice president. Before their meeting, Harris told reporters the two leaders would discuss strengthening democracy, encouraging investment in economic growth, and global health. Harris also emphasized that the Biden administration is deeply committed to strengthening ties with African nations. The U.S. and Tanzania recently signed the Open Skies Air Transport Agreement, which establishes a civilian aviation relationship between the two countries, and the two leaders welcomed the investment of nearly $1 billion from American companies in Tanzania's tourism and energy sectors. The Biden administration has released the tax returns of President Biden and the First Lady for their first year in the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The returns show Joe and Jill Biden earned $610,000 in their first year at the White House and paid about $150,000 in federal income taxes. That's a rate of 24.6% compared to the average of around 14%. The president reports about $378,000 in pay as the nation's chief executive, while Jill Biden, the first lady to continue her career, earned about $67,000 from her teaching post at a Virginia community college. Vice President Harris and husband Doug Emhoff's returns show earnings of more than $1.6 million. They faced a 31.6% federal tax rate and paid more than $523,000. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Taiwanese rights activist Li Mingche returned to Taiwan Friday after completing a five-year prison term in China for criticizing the Chinese government. And recapping our top story this hour, the police chief of Ukraine's Kyiv region says the bodies of more than 900 civilians have been discovered following the withdrawal of Russian forces. You can keep up on all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.